This is Opal Song.
And Rhea 314.
Soul bonding. Let us start with Yuri on Ice.
Sounds good.
Okay, so are we going to do world building first? What's our world? Soul bond?
So the question is, we're going with bonding, not soulmates. So this is not names, this is not marks or destined people. It's like you meet someone and you come into contact with them and you are then,
for whatever reason,
sharing emotions or telepathy or just feelings or like what level?
So this came out of CC Rambles and I were speaking earlier about the fact that this trope doesn't exist anymore, not really. And it's so sad because it used to be there were like tons and tons of fics about like, you know, whole societies or just like random happenstance, like where everybody's like, what the fuck is going on? Where like, oh, we have made skin contact and now we are telepathically linked or emotionally linked or just like probably one of those things, at least to a small extent, and we can't be more than like 10 feet apart. Or we have to be in physical contact at all time until like a couple of days have passed or whatever, and it is sort of settled. So I want this, and I think Yuri on Ice fandom is like, oh man, ripe for it.
So perfect.
So ripe for it in so many ways. So I think the first thing we have to ask, even before what kind of soul bonding, like what are the symptoms of soul bonding, is do we want this to be a societal thing or do we want this to be a one-off thing?
I think it depends on which pairing we're doing, maybe. I don't know. Does that make a difference? Are we doing both pairings?
I was going to get to that. Like,
okay. Because like, if it's both pairings, maybe it's a thing that just happens. And if it's only one pairing, then maybe, like, you know,
then it's special versus
societal. So is it a, everyone expects this and here's the story of two people who expected this to happen and the ways in which it happened and that was a surprise? Or is it, here's the story of two people who both couples did not expect this because it's not societal and then that's like extra weird?
I like the second one. Like I like the idea of it. It's not a societal thing, but it's also not unknown.
Okay.
It's not like societally you know that the first person you come into like skin contact with is going to be, you're going to bond with them because that can go a lot of weird places.
Yeah.
And you can explore a lot of different consent issues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera with that. Yeah. That's not what I want to do.
Okay.
I want the lulls. So I figure, something like,
so societal, but it's not like, not societal in the way where people would be wearing gloves all the time and have long
and I feel like maybe we can build this in. It's not skin contact. Like, something extra has to happen. So this is not an unknown thing, but it's also not a common thing.
That makes sense.
Like, when it happens, everybody's like, what the fuck? What's going on? Oh, that's what's going on. As opposed to...
You won the lottery.
Exactly. Basically, kind of that sort of thing. And then it's like, oh shit, now we have to deal with it.
Well, the question, of course, then is what is an extra something? So it's contact and...
It doesn't necessarily have to be contact.
Okay.
Skin contact is
the original
default and the original trope. But it could be something like, I know I was talking about the high Q one, like the perfect spike, or this could be... You are, like, make it almost like a drift matching.
Emotional resonance is what I was actually thinking.
Yeah, that sort of...
Where if you, like, get in tune enough with where someone else is, you can
begin forming
a bond.
Or it just clicks into place.
Yeah.
Like, fully formed, just bam, bond. Because that's funner than, like, oh, this bond is slowly forming.
No, you have to deal with it. It's just here, right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in this circumstance, that is what I want out of this.
Sounds good.
And I want to say it's for specifically, like, in general, it's emotional resonance. And we can move that one over to the haiku fic as well, do emotional resonance. Suddenly, the entire team is bonding.
See, I feel like with haiku, you could do like, the first time they actually touch each other.
Yeah.
That would work out well. But for Yuri on Ice, I feel like that's a...
That's no.
A little bit harder, maybe.
I like emotional resonance, and I like the idea of, for figure skaters, that coming out as a perfect pair skate.
Yes.
So, like, Yuri and Victor would not necessarily soul bond until after they're already together.
Ooh.
And they do that pair skate.
Yes.
And, I mean,
I was not thinking this, and I like where you're going.
I know. Like, I was thinking, oh, no. But we can do the, oh, shit, I'm mm-hmm. soul bonded
mm-hmm.
To... With the other pairing.
Yes.
Yuri and Victor, like, I mean, you could go, oh shit, I'm soul bonded, whatever, whatever, but both people know, so you don't mm-hmm. have that, like, soulmates angst of Yuri going, yeah. oh, I'm soul bonded to my idol, who doesn't mm-hmm. know who I am, whatever, we don't have the pining, because everybody fucking knows who's soul bonded right now, like,
yeah.
like, it's, everybody knows that soul bonding has happened. Or at least the two people who are soul bonded mm-hmm. know. So, yes, I feel like they soul bond when, like, after, like, when they do that pair skate. When Yuri wins silver, right?
Yes.
And they do the pair skate, and then they get off the ice, and then they still, like, yeah.
Still on the same wavelength, like, really on the same wavelength.
Yeah, and then, like, it's, yeah.
What would Yakov say about that when they show up in Russia?
Fuck everything!
Like,
distressed Yakov is my favorite. Just like, oh my god.
It was enough when I was agreeing to take on both of you, but now I take on both of you and you have a psychic link. Like, oh, I can't handle this.
And
all of the Yuri Plesetsky looking at them and being like, get a room. It's like, they're not even talking. They're just staring at each other. Get a room.
They're not even looking at each other. They're just sort of like in the same room. And you can, and Yurio's going, I know that they're thinking gushy thoughts at each other. I know this is happening. Fuck everything.
They're not paying attention to anything right now. Yakov cannot get through. No one is taking any direction. No one is learning.
So I like taking that. I think it would be hilarious if after they soul bond, for at least a good like year or so, they can't actually watch each other skate in competition.
Oh,
because like when Yuri is skating, Victor is getting so emotional about it that it throws Yuri off.
Completely distracting. Or they just have to actually wind up over in the pairs teams. So, but the question there is having a soul bond an unfair advantage in pair skating in general?
No.
Okay. All pairs soul bonded?
No.
Okay.
I think I saw a couple of like hockey fix or whatever that did this where it's like you can do it. It does give you an advantage, but because anybody could potentially do it, like if you choose not to, then you are choosing not to do that. And I mean, it's hard. It would be fucking difficult. To get that intentionally as opposed to it just happening.
Right. But possible within the structure of the world.
But yeah, possible within the structure of the world. I mean, it would be like winning the lottery, but still possible within...
You could work for it. You could work for winning that lottery.
You could. And I'm sure that there are people who like basically destroy relationships trying to do it if we want to get a little more serious, which we don't.
Indeed.
But basically, Yuri and Victor could go pair skate. And yeah, that's where I feel like most of society would like them to go. It's like you are pair bonded, you would clean up at pair skating. Like you would just absolutely clean up at it. You should do that. And both of them are like,
but
no.
This is a thing we love already. We are doing the thing that is most important to us.
Exactly. Like this skating solo is what like Yuri needs his solo time on the ice. He needs to grow as a person, being his own person on the ice. And Victor needs to, you know, also reclaim
that for himself.
And yeah, and rediscover his love for skating solo. So will they ever be a pairs team? Maybe, but not now. Like, both of them need that solo time to grow. Like, more than that. But there's a lot of, like, Victor, you have to leave. But Victor, go. Go.
I need you at least 100 yards outside of the stadium. Like, you can't even be, like, no visual sight line.
And
no,
I need you, like, to go back to your hotel, take a bath, be tranquil.
Yes.
Just, like, don't think about Yuri at all. If I have to knock you out using Xanax, I will.
I feel like that would be a really interesting growth in their relationship to see
that they
the
have to
struggle of both of them not paying attention to each other and like, okay, they're doing a thing. I can't be worried about it. I have to actually focus on myself right now so that I am in a good place so that they can do the thing while I am in a good place.
I feel like Yuri would really have to.
A lot of anxiety issues.
Though, I feel like his anxiety issues would stem from the fact that he doesn't know if he can, like, he doesn't want to distract Victor.
Right.
But here's a twist.
Mm.
So for the first little while, Yuri watches Victor skate,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't, like, nothing affects it. Because all Yuri feels when Victor skates is this, like, sense of, like, awe and, like, oh, he's so good, and that's great. And maybe a little bit of, like, that wasn't as good as you could be, but that sort of thing. Like, and so it just doesn't affect it.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't until it's switched, and it isn't probably until it's switched and in competition.
Mm-hmm.
That they realize that Victor has this underlying, like, seething anxiousness about when Yuri performs.
Hmm.
And it comes out in the fact that Yuri fails. And so it's just Victor that distracts Yuri. Like, it's not... Yuri doesn't distract Victor at all. I mean, he'll... After that it comes out, I'm sure Yuri would get anxious and then they would have to, like, deal with that. But, like... Yuri himself, because of his feelings towards Victor and because of, oh my gosh, you're the best, all it does is buoy Victor up.
Mm-hmm. Although it'd be interesting to see if further down the line, as both of them are growing as skaters, if there's a point at which, like, not necessarily jealousy, but, like, Yuri being dissatisfied with Victor not doing as well as he could, and, like, there's a long stretch of time where Yuri can watch and everything's fine because Yuri is still in that place of, like, everything Victor does is magic and this is amazing. And then
he's
moving into, like, the coach role that we had with Victor where there's,
yeah,
there's
and
some
he's like
feedback happening and how Victor would have to learn how to deal with that.
Yeah, and because now Yuri has to control himself and Victor has to learn to work through Yuri going, work harder, like I know you can do better than that. Why are you not living up to your potential?
Yeah.
And Victor being like, Yuri, you're so mean.
Do you not love me? Like, no, it's
we all know
not about
who wears
that.
The pants in that relationship, and it's not who the media thinks.
Indeed.
Okay.
What does the media say about it, though? I feel like that would be pretty...
I feel like nothing more than they have said about the church proposal, so... like,
okay.
I feel like most media, it would have exactly Yurio's reaction, which is like, ugh, natural progression. Like,
we called this months ago,
it's...
but they're not going to Paris skate. So we didn't call it completely, and we're, you know.
Yeah, they would
be a little snide about that.
Yeah, they would be snide about the, like, oh, they should go to Paris skate.
Yeah.
But, like, the fact that they're soul bonded, it's like.
The choice to remain as solo skaters is still confusing to many judges.
We hope it doesn't affect their scores any.
Right.
Hint, hint.
Yes.
But yeah. And disappointing many fans. It's like, fuck you. Okay, so more interesting to me is the Yurio
Otobek. Yes.
Oh, because Yurio, you're a ball of rage.
So precious.
Okay, so I'm seeing... one moment in canon that this could happen.
Oh, the handshake?
No, if we're going
in
the same universe.
Oh, okay, same universe. Cool.
The same universe. Okay, couple moments in canon that it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a distressing moment in canon that could happen. Or post-canon. One of these.
I actually would find it highly amusing if they wound up soul bonded prior to Yuri and Victor being soul bonded.
Yeah.
So
both of the things that I have are prior to, like, the canon ones are prior.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is when they're on the roof together,
mm-hmm.
and they're both just sort of, like, settled.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be really neat to have them soul bonded in that moment because Yuri is never settled.
Yeah.
The moment he settles with Otobek.
Mm-hmm.
is the moment they soul bond.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they just met. Like, really,
right.
They
yeah.
just met. So, like, the fact that within 10, 20 minutes of meeting, they're emotionally resonant enough is just like, my heart. Or when Otabek, after that, is doing his free skate and Yuri yells, Davai! Mm-hmm. That moment, which is just like, oh my gosh, because then Otabek has to skate right after that happens. Like,
that's hard. I think I like the first one, but honestly, because you sold it, I'll be on it.
Yeah, so, like, I like that. And then, but I mean, both of them have to skate. I do like, okay, so I do like the...
Although this would give more credence to the whole Otabek was robbed thing. Like, what would that do to all of the
well, if you do it, like, with the Davai... No, both ways.
Mm, true.
Both ways, they both have to skate with a new soul bond.
Yeah. Like, pretty immediately, too.
Yeah, pretty immediately. Like, whether it's overnight or, you know, 30 seconds. Like, it's... You know, it's not that just Otabek has to do it. Yuri has to do it too.
Yep.
Now,
and then, 10 minutes later.
I do like the idea that the two of them are more emotionally able to sort of just block it off, deal with it, than Victor and Yuri. Yes. Like, they're way too caught up in each other, whereas Yuri and Otabek are, like... Even if they did it, like, the Davai thing would be, like, that would be a lot. But it happens the night before. They're, like, they feel off during the night. Mm-hmm. They get there. They realize, oh, shit, what happened? Mm-hmm. And then, like, Otabek goes to skate. Yuri says, Davai! To just sort of, like, and sends this sense of, like, you can do it, buoying up, and then shuts down. Mm-hmm. Just, like... He doesn't go warm up for his own thing. He doesn't do... He just, like, shuts down during that performance because it's like, this is Otabek. Otabek has to do this. I know Otabek can do this. I can't...
Project or receive anything
from this. It's just
right now.
Wall.
Yeah.
Which I feel like Yuri could do.
I wonder if there's also, like, some level of training that goes into that. Like...
I feel like you could train for it. I feel like Yuri probably doesn't have the training, but he's driven enough that he's just like, no, this is going to happen. Okay. Like, I don't care that I have no training. I know it's possible. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to happen. And then I like the idea that Otabek has training for it, though. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe he has, like, an older sister or parents or something that are soul bonded, and the entire family just sort of, like,
Has learned
how to do it because maybe a younger sister or something. And because she was learning, the entire family did the exercises with her because she's like, doesn't want to do them. And she somehow got like soul bonded very young or something. So everybody just does it all together.
I like it.
So he has the training. So he's able to sort of more.
Consciously.
Yeah, consciously. He is able to consciously. You know, build that wall. Whereas Yurio's is just like,
nope, bricks.
It's like caution tape, bricks, with a giant, like, you can do it sticker on the outside. I believe in you. And that's it. Like, you know, it's so, like, rough. But, so I really like the idea that, so Otabek has been trained, so he starts training Yuri. Mm. So they're like, they actually have their shit together. Otabek can go home, train in Kazakhstan. Like, they're fine. Yuri and Victor are a mess. And Yuri's like, this isn't fucking hard. Like, come on, you guys are adults.
But the problem with Yuri and Victor is they want to be in each other's heads all the time, except for when either of them are having problems, and then the other wants to be in their head to help, even though that person is like, no, okay, fine, you're here, what are we doing? And then no one ever figures out how to do the thing that Yuri is sitting over in the corner being like, this is easy, I figured it out, and I had, like, less than a minute? Come on, you've had months.
I feel like you would say that. It's like, I figured this out in fucking 30 seconds. Yeah, and I do think that the thing is that they're not close. And you could get to the point, like, you could explore the fact that Yuri and Otabek, like, Otabek reads to me as quite closed off. Mm-hmm. Like, doesn't let people in very easily. And Yurio is just ball of rage. And as much as he throws himself at the world, doesn't really, like, you know, people don't get to see his soft side. Mm-hmm. So for those two, it would be letting down the walls, taking mm-hmm. them down, and actually, I feel like for them, it's the emotional mm-hmm. side of things that starts to, like, leak through or something, like, and just, they have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. And long distance, too, I could see how that would be, like, if it is stronger with distance because the bond is being stretched.
Oh, I like that.
And so there's that like point that. After the competition and all of that where it's like, okay, we've got this down. We can each go do our own thing.
Yeah.
But then the longer they're apart and the farther away they are, which being in two different countries, it gets worse and worse that it's harder to maintain all the blocks.
Well, and different yeah. competitions and stuff. Right. Like, yeah, the blocks and stuff start becoming harder and harder, and they actually have to start communicating and start right. dealing with their stuff.
We have to work together to maintain boundaries.
I really want the breaking point for them when they sort of realize that, no, this isn't going to work, mm-hmm. be when, like, Yurio's getting off, and he's getting off to Otabek, and, like, it spills over, and Otabek is like, oh, God, this is, like, not mortifying, but, like, he's, like, instantly, like, super aroused, and is like, I have to go to my room now, or, like, take a shower.
This is an untenable situation. I'm totally fine with it, but we need to talk.
But, well, and it's just, like, I have to just, like, remove myself from whatever public situation I'm in right now so that I can go deal with this. And then they have to, yeah. phone conversation or Skype conversation after that, like, going,
so
that thing. But I feel like it could be telepathy, like, after that, like, you know, they're both laying exhausted and, like, spent in their beds, and Otabek goes, so, and Yurio's like, fuck, oh my god, what happened?
Where did you come from? Wait, okay.
Oh, shit. Shit.
You heard that? Well,
yeah.
Hardness.
Yeah, exactly. So. And then they have to go deal with it.
Yep.
Yep.
Approved.
Okay.
A++.
Awesome. Yeah, and then it would, you know, progress from there with shenanigans and hijinks, etc. But the end!
Yay! Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
You can leave feedback to us.
Do you want my little ending spiel?
Sure. I mean, I have one, you have one, go for it.
Please leave feedback for both of us. You can find this podfic on AO3 at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong or
Rhea314 or Rhea.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.